World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobbenmeyer.
Yeah, back in the saddle again. Was that Roy Rogers that sang that? Back in the saddle again. Got my shirt on from Betty. Tells what a coach is. Thanks, Betty, for getting that to me. I'm not going to read it all to you, but thought I'd put that on and my war hat on. And let me introduce myself. My name is Coach David Obenmeyer. And I've been gone, five, six, how many days? It's been a long time. I've never, ever missed like that. And the reason, thanks to JR for sitting in for us on, I don't even know what day it is. Really, I'm telling you, I don't know what. When you sit in an airport, you lose track of time. So I told Michelle yesterday, is this Sunday? Is this Monday? What day is it? And so what is today? And Spencer, what is today? I can't believe it's finally Monday. So I can start tracking a little bit Monday.
It's Tuesday, guys.
Oh, so there you think I'm making it up. I'm telling you, my wife thinks I have Alzheimer's because I can't remember what day it is. No wonder I sat in the damn airport for a whole weekend. That's a whole nother story. Can somebody explain to me why you can get on a plane and you're scheduled to land at 1:30 and you land at 8:30 and nobody says anything. Nobody gives you any money back for being late for all the appointments. Nothing. They just kind of at will say, well, we're delayed. We're delayed. I swear every time I fly, I'm never going to fly again. I mean it. I'm never going to fly again, except I got a couple times I got to fly. Let me move on here, man. I got some unbelievable stuff. Oh, let me catch my breath. It's good to be back in the saddle. Appreciate all of you out there. As I said, JR, what he did. We had an unbelievable trip to, I tried to keep it under the wraps a little bit here. I got to look at my notes, make sure I don't get away from me here. All right. We made a ministry trip to New Orleans. Thanks to Dale Socia and, people at his church who joined us and, I'm going to talk about that. Wonder what a wonderful thing. We many of you know this. Many of you don't know this, but bear with me here a second. When we went up to Minnesota 6 months ago, it was about 6 months ago, we went up to Minnesota. You guys all remember that. And we went to the mouth of the Mississippi River. I didn't even know it was the mouth of Dana, our buddy Dana Blong had us up there. And we did some staking when we were up there. And I got up and didn't realize it was the headwaters of the Mississippi River. It was in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minnesota. What am I doing? I'm thinking, what am I doing in St. Paul, Minnesota? We staked up there with George Floyd. Remember, we did all that stuff, right? And we staked the headwaters of the Mississippi River by accident. I didn't even know. Really, I didn't even know. And we got home, and I hadn't been home a couple of weeks, and all of a sudden, everything begins to break loose on what's going on in Minnesota. You guys are following that, right? The corruption, the money, the the Somalians. There's nothing hidden that will not be revealed. And I sat around, looked at my wife, said, man, did we cause that? Did we cause that? Did we show up and close those gates and close those portals and things begin to get big? Are you guys watching what's going on in Minnesota? And do you have any idea how this is going to spread across the nation? Do you understand how an investigation is going to show us the graft, the stealing of politicians all across America, taking money. That's all going to be exposed. I don't want to get camped on that, right? But I sit back and say, man, this is kind of amazing. And I lead it into this, see? We don't believe in the supernatural. We don't believe in the supernatural. The Bible says to go into all the world. He said, every place you put your foot, Joshua 1, remember, we've got the rocks we put down, supernatural. And we have the all power, all authority. I'm talking fast. All power and authority is given unto me. He said, I give it unto you. Go ye therefore and teach them to observe all I've commanded you. So we just started going around staking and doing things. And boom, things are starting to happen. And we're surprised. Say, wow, did that happen? Do you think that happened? Hey, Michelle. Hey, Mabel. You think that happened? Those boys staked that. Do you think that? And because we don't understand the power of the supernatural. I'm beginning to learn more and more about it here, by the way, as we do these things. And as always, I want to tip my cap to Randy, who's been the guy who's kind of really headed up this whole staking thing. And we got it from, help me out, Ray. We got it from, my brain's scrambled.
Steve Hemphill.
Steve Hemphill came up with it, and we've just picked it up, and we've run with it. And we're seeing stuff. I got to show you, as you can tell, it's been about a week since I've been here. So I'm spewing a lot on you. So if you don't mind right here at the beginning, let it be my show for a bit here, okay? I'm going to stop real quick. I'm going to let Paul come in. I'm going to let Vinny come in. Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so my buddy Greg Yates discovered they're doing exactly the same thing in Maine, Coach, the Somalis.
Oh, yeah?
You know, you just visit these places that have
Somali pirates, right, Ray? The Somali pirates is what they are. Yeah. Billions of dollars, right? Billions of dollars. What's happening?
Yes, Coach.
The money's being funneled at the politicians. Hey, friends, I hate to tell you this. We went and staked the capital of Minnesota. We staked all that, huh? And lo and behold, look at what's being... Can you believe their governor? Can you believe that guy? Holy smokes. Vinny, you got your hand up. Go ahead. Thanks, Paul. Vinny, your hand's up, bud.
Yeah, I must have did it by mistake, but
Cool. Well, let me get moving. Okay?
On the run.
By the way, don't panic over gold and silver. They're going to do everything they can to try to drive the price of it down. Don't you dare panic. You sit in there, man. You sit here and down like 10%. It's just trust me. Hey, Betty, have I been right on gold and silver or not? Have I been right? Come on now. Okay, so look, let me lay some stuff at you, because this thing that we're doing is unbelievably deeply spiritual. Before I get there, Spencer, pull up a picture of, it says pic of Trivet. And I just want to tip my cap to Christopher Trivet. You see it? Pic of Trivets. And you say, what, to who? To this guy? Chris Trivet, down the middle, standing with me and Randy. I didn't know Christopher Trivet. Randy's been talking to him back and forth, and he wanted so much. He lives in South Carolina, I think. I could be wrong, Christopher, I'm wrong. He listens every day. I didn't know it. And he just wanted to be part of something. And look, hey, Randy Fleuryman. Now, look, I just want to say this. We spend a lot of money. And I don't want Randy to have to spend his own money. I would like those of you out there, help me make Randy healthy. Hotel rooms, stuff like that. You can say we're grubbing money. Folks, we're soldiers in the army. We don't go if you don't send us. Do you understand it? You understand it? I had to book 2 flights. My first, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, you can help. But anyway, Christopher, I met him, Coach Dave Liver. Christopher, I don't even know if you can get in here. He had the most unbelievable near-death experience he started telling me about. Just a guy. Like many of you out there, just a guy. He said, oh, Coach, I got hooked in here to this thing. This has changed my life. Not me. This thing has changed his life. Dale Socha. Dale, you can come on in here a second. Dale's get this whole church involved with doing this. We had to drive 2 hours to do what we had to do. And they fed us and they financially supported us. And hey, your dollar ain't any good anyway, folks. You might as well get rid of some of them. Dale, just come in for a second. Give us an overview. And then give me time, because I got to paint. I got a picture to paint, folks. You ain't going to believe. The Lord just showed it to me this morning. Go ahead, Dale. You there?
Coach, everything that happened to stop you guys, not only you with your flight delays, your flights are no longer there after you book them when you go to the airport. I get on the phone and then I'm talking with Chad, and Chad's like, his trailer's in the ditch, right? Delivering a truck, right? It's just crazy. And I know that Chris Trivet, he was supposed to catch a bus down there, and all the buses took off and left him, and he was standing there. What happened? All I know, Coach, the thing I texted you, I'm grateful to have a church at the end of this thing that welcomed, that is part of that, and that went down there. And then look at all the people that were talking in our church, Coach. You know where that come from? Look, I was a pastor long before. That was from one of the things that what I saw here, the interaction of people. I said, oh, no, I get it. And so the interaction of people on our Sunday morning, even while you guys were there, that was what church should look like. That was healthy. Amen. We enjoyed being there and part of it.
Amen. Amen. Dale, God bless you, man, and all you're doing and struggling away. I got to say this because Dale just brought up. I can't show you this, folks. I showed up I lost all track of time. I think it was Thursday night. I showed up to get on my plane. Look, I want you to know this. The devil cannot stop the move of God. He can't. However, he can make it miserable. He can make it miserable. So I got in my car. My wife drives me to the airport. American Airlines flight. Right there it is. You can't see it. American Airlines. It's on my phone. American Airlines flight 1279, Saturday, December 25th, 11:42 a.m. to Fort Lauderdale, then to Dallas. But folks, I got there with my stuff, and they had no record of my reservation. No, I walk up. I went to the kiosk, and my flight wouldn't walk up. I remember I got it here on my phone, and I walked up there, and the girl could not find my reservation. She said, "I'm sorry, sir, you're not booked." I had to go home and book another flight for the next morning. That's why, if you can help us financially, that's what it costs. It costs. I can't. Anyway, doesn't matter. And I thought, what the heck's going on here? So here's what you have to discern, folks. Listen, is that the Lord stopping me? Or was that the devil stopping me? I knew it was the devil. That ain't the Lord, way the Lord operates, right? So I had unbelievable trouble getting down there. Blah 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 blah. Get down. Randy or Chad comes all the way from Dallas. How about from out the Dallas area? Chad delivers. Randy was talking about delivers stuff. Wasn't Randy? It's just trip. Bear with me. And Chad got his big trailer on, did a turnaround. His big trailer got stuck in the mud. And he had to call a tow truck, and it cost him $500 to get out. Folks, I want to make Chad, are you looking at me? I want to make Chad financially well. Somebody would chip in money now. I want to send money to Chad Estes to cover that thing that he had. Bible says no soldier goes to war for his own charges. Chad does not have to spend his own money to go fight. I want to make him well. I want to make Randy well. You say, well, Randy doesn't need it. Randy's got to go. Well, maybe that's true. That's true. But you dig in your pocket and pay $500 for Christopher to get there. You do that. And the folks right in here, some of you never given a nickel. We need to make those guys well. And if you think this is bad money, then quit, bad soil, then quit listening. Quit listening. I got to shut up. I got to get where I'm trying to. Am I doing okay, Betty? Am I doing okay? Dale, am I doing okay?
Well, Coach, you know, the crazy thing was that with Chad, you know, Chad was like, oh, this is cool. I'm going to make a little money driving this truck delivering. But what you just said, and when he put that thing in the ditch, in the owner's ditch at his house where he was dropping off the truck, and it cost him more money than what he made. So he didn't break even, whatever. And I looked at that and I said, because the Lord is he's requiring of us. This is not a profit. This is not what it was about. And so when you were like, Dad, we need to do this. This was like, everybody was like, you know what? Maybe we'll just put it off. And I was like, no, 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 no. And you were like, no, 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 no. We got to do it. I've had people in my house since the middle of November. So I couldn't even host you in my house. I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm going to get you. You're going to be right next door to the hotel. You guys don't got to rent cars. Just get to the hotel. Coach, this is what it is. God is requiring of us. It will cost us, because where a man's heart is, there will be his treasure.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dale. So it'd be easy to say, oh, Randy, be filled and be warm. Thank you, Randy, for sacrificing for the Lord. But why does he have to sacrifice for the Lord? Why can't you guys send $50 to make Randy whole? Anyway, I'm going to move on. This is so much bigger than what we understand. Okay. Now, I want to, oh my God, I got so much to share with you. This is what we're doing. This is so much of the Lord. If you could, Spencer, pull up. It just says stuff. New Orleans, Mardi Gras. Randy did a lot of research on this one, and I'm not going to. Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to get into this, but you want to know something, man? The Masonic, Mardi Gras, New Orleans, Comus, Rothschild, Masons, Capture 2322, Tulane, Skull and Bones, all connected to the Mardi Gras and what goes on down in New Orleans. Now, I'm not going to take time to read this. This will make you go, wow, as we understand the demonic power in Mardi Gras and coming up out of the Mississippi River, right? Just scroll down through this so you guys can see how big it is. The Mystic Crew, Comus, goes down, talks about how they formed Mardi Gras, why they called it Mardi Gras, and the Masonic connections, and yada, yada, yada. It goes on and on. I'm not going to take time. Put it in the chat. I'm telling you, President James Buchanan connects assassinations to presidents to the expansion of the Masonic Mardi Gras up through the mouth of the river. Come on. Oh, my goodness. This is so, so deep, okay? New Orleans, before the Civil War, was the wealthiest city in America, hotbed of banker agents of the House of Rothschilds. Before the Civil War, New Orleans was the wealthiest city in America. Three secret founders of the Mystic Crew, which is a Masonic group, Albert Pike, Judah Benjamin, and John Slidell. Slidell, Mississippi, still down there, right? Already... as already stated, Judah Benjamin was an agent of the House of Rothschild living in New Orleans, 1857. Skull and Bones started down there. Folks, we landed in the middle of demonic central. Y'all know about the Mardi Gras and all that stuff. Right? So the fact that we were down there is, okay, put that in the chat. And friends, it is well worth your time. Well worth your time. Now, where is that one, Lord? You got to show me that. Where did I put that, Lord? That's not what I'm looking for. Bear with me, folks. I know I sent it to me. That's it. No. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Pull up it. Bear with me, folks. I'm doing the best I can. I got a lot going on. Pull up the Mississippi. It says Mississippi River Map, Oregon Trail. Okay, now look, I want to show you something. What we've been doing here at Coach Dave Live, what you guys have been doing. Hey, Tim Tuber, I don't know if you're here. I got to come to Oregon, Tim. Folks, crossroads of America is the Mississippi River. And if you look at the top up there, Spencer, maybe you can point at the very top, where we were up there, Dana Blong, we were up your way, brother. We staked and salted the water at the top of that red arrow, Spencer. Follow the red, that's the Mississippi River. Flows down into the Gulf of Mexico where we went this weekend. I got so much stuff, I don't know if I can get it in. Okay, do you see it? Now, if you could, in your mind's eye, imagine going from where Craig Mickle lives, Washington, D.C. Spencer, kind of point out there. You don't even know where D.C. is. Right in there. Imagine going across I-70. By the way, that's Washington, D.C. area. Already staked. We've been there. We staked it. We staked a lot of things there. Imagine a crossroads going across there, I-70, Spencer. Just go straight across. Right through St. Louis. Thank you. And on to the Oregon Trail. On, keep going, Spencer. Whoop! You guys get the picture? You guys see the picture? The crossroads of America? We staked up north. We staked down south. We went as far south as you could go this weekend. I'm going to show you some pictures of that. We've been in D.C. And now I know I got to go to Oregon. Tuber, are you listening out there? We got to come your way. Okay. Bray, am I doing okay? I'm not trying to confuse anybody there. You guys all following me? This is so prophetic, and it's just kind of falling in our lap, okay? So we have now staked that top of that red air. That's the water. We staked that, brother. And I bet you guys know, Spencer, down at the bottom of that map, notice how that goes clear down into the Gulf? Can you make that a little bit? You notice that? Huh? Why, that's where we were. That's where we were. Dale, what's the name of that town? What's the name of that town down there on the coast, Dale? It's far down south. Where do we go?
Venice.
Thank you, Randy. I'll let Randy get in here in a second. Randy mapped all this out. Folks, we were deep into the Gulf of America. Isn't that something that Trump wants the name of the Gulf of America? When it's always been the Gulf of Mexico? Oh, I got so much stuff to share with you. So we've staked all that now. We've now staked all that. We've salted it. We've done. You guys remember when we went to Mississippi to St. Louis? Go to St. Louis, right in the middle, Randy or Spencer, right there. So right there, right there. Boom! We dumped a bunch of salt in there. Anybody tracking with me? You guys understand the spiritual significance of what's going on here, right? And now, Randy or Spencer, I'm sorry, I get you guys mixed up. Do the crossroad, Randy, across America. So we started in D.C. We did north and south. We started in D.C. We've already done it. Remember, staking the high river, going across, brother. We're going to have to go to Oregon. Going to have to go to Oregon. Okay, let me come back here, man. Because I just got some stuff I got to show. Lord, help me show them this. Would you please, Lord, help me do this? Pull up. I did that. Didn't I? Yeah, I did that one. Bear with me. Sorry. Okay. Oh, here it is. Pull up. It says the Mardi Gras Mississippi River connection. Are you sitting down? I'm sitting down. Randy did all this research. Okay. Randy found this. Wow. Wow. The Mardi Gras Mississippi River connection. We didn't write this. All right. Stay with me here. The origins of the Mardi Gras can be traced back to the ancient pagan festivals and medieval European traditions of Saturnalia and Lupercalia. Later, during the Middle Ages, it was celebrated by European Christians as a way to mark the beginning of Lent to prepare the fasting for Easter. This so-called celebration was passionately adopted by the French Catholics, who called it Beauf Gras, or fatted calf. Then later, the name Mardi Gras, which is translated Fat Tuesday, gained favor as the holiday's favorite title, since the last day of the festival was celebrated on Tuesday preceding Ash Wednesday. And in England, it was known as Shrove Tuesday, or Pancake Day. Staying with me, stay here. So Mardi Gras was first celebrated in what is now the United States in March 2nd, 1699. This holiday was established by French-Canadian explorer Jean-Baptiste Lemoine Civil de Bienville. How'd you like that name? When he departed France to plant a colony at the mouth of the Mississippi River. Upon landing on the stretch of the Delta land about 60 miles south of New Orleans, where we just went, he realized it was the eve of the holiday, prompting him to name the land. Look at this! Gate, portal, threshold. Look at the words they're using. He named the gate, portal, threshold, Pont du Mardi Gras. And only 3 years later, in 1702, he established the settlement of Fort Louise. I'm goosebumping. De la Louise in Fort Louis de la Mobile. Later, it would be simply Mobile. Louisiana is the first site of the first Mardi Gras celebration in the United States. Ray, are you picking up on this? Anybody out there tracking with me? The spiritual significance of what we just did? This connection between Mardi Gras and Louisiana explains why it's been mostly commonly associated with New Orleans and at the end of the world identity. Wow. Keep going. Today, Mardi Gras, it has evolved into one of the world's most debased, immoral, and deviant pagan festivals of Mardi Gras. Dale and his people are going to stake Mardi Gras. They're going to go down into the French Quarter. They're going to stake the French Quarter. According to The Economist, Mardi Gras is celebrated in more than 50 countries, including Europe, North America, South America, Asia, and Africa. While the celebrations vary from place to place, they all feature hedonistic combination of indulgent feasting and debaucherous revelry tinted with religious overtones. How does this world party event bless its nation? How does Mardi Gras bless America? Folks, it ain't designed to. It's from the wicked one, right? Thanks to Mr. Baptiste, the French Enlightenment's way of thinking and their ungodly practices enabled these same ancient demons to take ownership and occupation of the Mississippi River and its 7,000 tributaries. Anybody goosebumping out there but me? The devil claimed the Mississippi River and its 7,000 tributaries. Huh? Thus, all past and present colonization and commerce has entered and exited through these gateways or portals for the market price of perpetual spiritual oppression. Vinny, give me a boom. Do you see what's been unlocked here? Sadly, generations have walked back and forth through these strategically placed funnels and received their invisible mafia spells and curses. Boom. It's no wonder we've lived under such historic oppression and accepted it as normal for 323 years. Folks, do we believe in the spiritual world or not? Christians especially have willingly and or ignorantly coexisted with his evil and continue to fund the appetites of these demagogues through their systematic nefarious blueprints by trading the souls of life of selfishness. They traded their souls for a life of selfishness and idolatry. Mardi Gras' theme is, do what thou wilt. How much longer will we be tolerant, comfortable, and coexist with Satan? Whenever and wherever time and space we divided the kingdom of Satan, it is then and there that the kingdom of God has come into the earth. Oh, I'm goosebumping! The whole world waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God to close those freaking portals and take that spiritual authority about 7,000 tributaries, huh? As Paul clearly stated in 2 Corinthians, for we are the temple of the living God. And what agreement does the temple of God have with idols? A silent church does not preserve a nation. It accelerates its collapse. I'm going to read that again. A silent church does not preserve a nation. It accelerates its collapse.
Boom.
And we're reversing the curse. Look, I got 1,000 more things I want to share. This might be a two-dayer. Randy, God bless Randy Lunford. Randy, just come in and give us a little bit of what you... Hang on. Because I got emails already. Ready? Coach, why didn't you tell me you're going? I would have loved to have come. Because we just felt it was a strategic hit that we did not want the world to know was going on. I'm sorry we didn't invite more of it. Didn't mean that you weren't important. Didn't mean that we didn't love you. Didn't mean any of that. We just had to strategically keep it very tight, right? Oh, the devil knows it happened. Devil knows it happened. Are you there? Are you there, Randy?
You bet.
Randy, just kind of your overview and what prompted you to do it. Hey, Randy, let me tell you, brother, we hit a freaking home run, dude. We hit a freaking home run. We just stumbled into a home run, brother. 7,000 tributaries. We closed them. Hang on, folks. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. Craig Mickle out there in Maryland, Washington, D.C. We went to Washington, D.C. We staked the state house, the Statue of Liberty, and how I get it right, Washington Monument and the Capitol. We staked all of it. We closed that portal over there, all the way down Route 70, all the way across, crossing over the Mississippi, blah, blah, blah. Now we're clear out to the end of that, what they call the Oregon Trail. We're going to go there, and we're going to finally shut that SOB down. That's what we're doing. Hey, Tim Tubra, I'm coming to Oregon soon. Friends, that's what we do with the money. Randy Lunsford should not have to pay $700 to fly here and do it. He's willing to do it. But I don't know, my math's not real good. But 70 of you give him $10. Randy's trip's paid. I want to pay his way. Go, Randy, come on in. He never asked for it. He didn't complain. Chad didn't complain. He had to pay $400 to the guy. We had hotels. Nobody complains. They go to work and they're soldiers. Invest in these soldiers. Don't make them pay their own money or give them some money that they can go to the next one. I'm sorry. Well, coaches, see, coach, you always make it about money. No. I'm just telling some of you, money is such an idol to you. You're never going to have a lot of it. You just hug it too tight. You don't sow it. You don't plant it. Sorry. Come on in, Randy.
I think, Coach, it isn't about me or you or Dale or Chad or any of it. It's about what God is doing. And I think if you'll contend with that reality, that truth, and just say, what do I want to fund? Do I want to fund this, or do I want to fund a church that just pays the light bill and the pastor?
Yeah, buy them a new organ. Let's buy them a new organ and pave their parking lot, right?
Yes, sir. So, Coach, look at what – you know, I wish everyone could have went. It's impossible. We understand. But Coach, you're this little platform.
Randy, hang on a second. Spencer, while he's talking, flash up some of the pictures that I sent to you, okay? You'll see the people who showed, and I'll talk about the pictures. Go ahead, Randy. Keep going.
I probably could never do any of this prophetic business without you and the platform. And whether or not people fund me, I'm going to do it anyway. But, Coach, why not put your money in something that's producing fruit? That's all I ask. That's the only question. You know, I don't understand why people will fund such worthlessness and yet won't fund the people that are really doing the work. But okay, so Coach, yeah, we put this together. It's almost by accident. We just backed into this, like I like to say it. We're not that brilliant, but if we can hear the Holy Spirit and we'll be obedient, Coach, there is no limit to what we can do. And just to be able to be part of this is very humbling, you know. But getting back to this Mississippi River, Coach, that operation, I believe what we did, Coach, and you put up the Mississippi River, and if you really look at that, what we did is we blocked the evil from coming in both ends, and we put a seal. I think we've sealed this off. And something that you didn't mention that's not in that letter, that one page I wrote, Coach, was that the Mississippi River originally was founded by the Spanish in 1513. Okay, so they go back and make maps, and guess what they named the river? They named the Mississippi River Rio del Espíritu Santo, means River of the Holy Spirit.
Wow. You believe that? By the way, we're flashing pictures. I'll talk about it as you're looking at some of the pictures. Keep going, Randy. You're doing
so good. It's historically, you know, you got to read this stuff and read it to get a good picture.
That's a rock that we're going to throw into the water. Go ahead.
That's granite. That's the highest frequency rock we've known. I believe I learned that from Mark Trump. And Coach, also the Georgia Guidestones were built on the highest outcrop piece of granite in the United States. So tell me I drilled a hole in that rock, Coach. I wired those prophetic things in our name, the witnesses that were there. And we just sealed that gate, Coach. We spoke to those demonic stress strongholds there that just sit over that portal entrance, just like little gods, in which they are little gods.
They're guarding it, man. They're guarding it.
Yeah, Coach. Yes. So what we did is we spoke to them. Why? Because we have authority. We have authority over them. So it's their day's over, Coach. I don't know how this will manifest and in the timing, God's timing, but I'm telling you, every time we do these things, we're closing the gates and we're opening. And what we're doing is we rename that gate, the Mississippi River, Holy Spirit, River of the Holy Spirit. And also, Coach, one other thing. I won't go too long here. I could talk.
You're doing good. Hey, you earned the time, brother. You earned the time.
No, I mean,
by the way, this is. What's the name of this town? What's the name
Venice.
Of this town?
Where we're in? Venice.
Hey, Spencer, while you're Googling right now, try to Google Venice, Louisiana, so people can see on a map how far down we went.
It's the end of the road. This was Dale.
The literal end of the road, folks.
This was Dale, Coach. I told him what we were wanting to do, and Dale was all in.
But
he said, Randy, we need to go all the way down to the end.
There it is. Folks, so Coach, go ahead.
I didn't even know this, but that's where John Baptiste, the French guy that started the first colony for the France, this is about where he camped and did this first Mardi Gras, Coach. We were right in that area. So what we did is we came down there and stood on the ground of the giants and told them, we're here now. We realize that you've been here controlling it, and it's time. We're kicking you out.
Do you, look, folks, put down there Venice. Do you see where we are? Do you see how far south we are of New Orleans? Go back up there. Go back up. Look where New Orleans is. Look how far we are from New Orleans. That was a two-hour drive from New Orleans. We went deep, deep down to the mouth. Go ahead, Rand. I just want you to grasp what we did, okay?
That's the Delta, Coach. You know, Dale can talk on this. He knows the state and understands its geography a lot better than I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
But what I saw, Coach, is as Dale told me that, and I began to study and put this together and realize it, and it's downloads of the Holy Spirit did this too, Coach.
Yep.
But there's there's really four entrances and canals that come up and they go into the Mississippi. That's on below. Well, it's actually just right from there below on
Randy,
down.
Randy, there are 7,000 tributaries that flow into the Mississippi.
That's amazing. No, that's not my number. That is a secular number by the U.S. geological people and other people. And they've come up with, there's about no one that can tell exactly, 7,000. Coach, how did that number land on 7,000? Isn't that the number for God's remnant? Didn't he tell Elijah that, hey, you're not the only one. I've got 7,000, seven and a thousand, seven times a thousand, God plus his perfect spiritual number. It's always a picture of his remnant. So, Coach, what I see in this, it's symbolism, yes. But the spiritual symbolism is, says, God, I got a remnant in the United States of my people who will stand up and take back this river and make this nation about me again and take back this covenant
Spencer,
nation.
Stay there, man. Oh, Spencer, I see. Like, go back there. Folks, there's Randy throwing that stone. Now, folks, clear up to the right side at 2 o'clock, Spencer. See the stone? Huh? So I caught this picture of Randy throwing that stone into that river, right? Every place you put your foot, he's given to us as an inheritance. Go ahead.
Coach, it's a team effort. I mean,
it's
always a team. Coach, God has a remnant. He's got them everywhere. We don't even know about many of them. And people are doing these things with no exposure, no marketing, no public, pat on the back. And they're doing these things too. And Dale told me this 40 years ago, that Dutch Sheets, a prophetic man in our country, a good man of God, he went down there and his team about 40 years ago, Dale, I think he said, and he prophesied that God would bring revival up through this nation in his timing, up the river, up the Mississippi. And I believe, Coach, we sealed off the evil on each end, and now we're going to contain this thing and bring the glory. This is the glory river, Coach. This is a symbolic of our and St. Louis is the hub, Coach, the east-west hub and the north-south hub. And we dropped
the home of Mardi Gras. It's the home of wickedness, folks. It's the home of it.
Well, it's wickedness is all over our country, but I'm telling you, the Mardi Gras is a huge, huge cover to keep it going, to keep perpetuating the evil and through something that, it's just a festival. Let it go. The church has coexisted with this, Coach. Yeah. I'm guilty. I've been guilty. I have. No longer.
So Dale and his crew, they're going to stake the French Quarter. I know they're going to do that. See, I'm going to close it. Going to close that thing down. By the way, let me get Dale in here. Spence, I just sent you a new picture. Pull that one up. I just did send it. See if you can pull it up. It's a team picture of the I bet these warriors were really, really scary to the devil. Right? If you saw us out on the street, you'd probably run the other way. While we're doing that, Dale, come on in. Thanks. I'll get you back in, Randy. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, I just want to touch base on what Randy was saying. That was Dutch Sheets. His brother pastors up in Ohio, Tim Sheets. Dutch Sheets, Rod Aguillard, and not knowing, but my former pastor of the church that I pastor, Anthony Marquise, they were right there. And Anthony actually had a church right down there in Boothville, Venice. And that's where they prophesied that the Holy Spirit would bring revival back up the river. Now, where Randy is up, Coach, that is incredible, a prophetic word 40 years ago. Then what we just did right there, where Randy is standing, that is the last of the levee of the Mississippi River. From there, it goes out into fingers, Coach. It spreads out. Because it goes from the wall, as you saw, coming all the way down, and that is the last of it. It goes to a rock jetty levee. And, Coach, if we remember, I told the church, those who could not go with us, I said, we appreciate the prayer in the air, the boots on the ground. Coach, did you realize what was all over the ground there when we got there? The prayer was in the air, shooting down spiritual entities above us. There were shotgun shells and clay pigeons all over the ground and where we were at. And it just showed me that was the prayer in the air, shooting things down even before. And we could have gone anywhere, but that's the spot we went to. And that's what was all over. And I possess at my house one clay pigeon that wasn't smashed.
Pull the picture up. Or Spencer's working real hard to get the picture of our hardy gang that went with us. Doesn't take a lot. He's working on it. I don't know why Spencer was having such a hard time getting that daggone picture up there. So I'm not complaining. I am. I mean, I'm up there. You go. They were fine. Look at the big boat in the back, right? We're right, folks. We're right there. We're right. But that's a hardy crew, isn't it? Is that something? Tearing down strongholds, kingdoms, blasting down kingdoms. There we are. I don't know who took the picture. They're missing. Whoever took the picture. Is that you, Randy?
No, it's Randy. My sister, Karen.
Karen, your sister Karen took the picture of it. This is a shofar, which we blew down there. Look at the size of that barge back there, folks. We are right there at ground zero. Okay, I'm going to pause a minute. I got some more stuff. Anybody want to
Did you count how many people are in that picture? Did you count how many people are in that picture? Oh, I know. 12.
Coach, look what I saw here. See the red, me and Fred. Coach Fred was in there, you know, Fred on the show. He goes around with driving the truck with his camera on he came down and he was a great fit. But look, Chad and Christopher, blue and red, the blood of Jesus and the royalty of Christ,
are
the
you
kingship.
Kidding me? Look at that.
It's amazing, Coach. It's right there. What a picture.
Holy smokes, holy smokes, holy smokes. Now let me pause here a second, because I want to make this connection. What's going on up in Minnesota? We started this thing in Minnesota, right? St. Paul, Minneapolis, up where George Floyd got murdered. We prayer walked those churches. We prayer walked and staked the Capitol building, the Supreme Court building, a lot of other things, governmental buildings. And is anybody following the expose, the revealing, the unveiling, the corruption of what's going on in Minnesota? And look, say what you want. It did not happen till Dana Blong invited me up there and we began staking that place. Friends, why are we surprised? He told us to go into all the world. He said, every place you put your foot, I give them to you. What are we waiting on? We've been letting these demonic powers. I got to tell you, the opposition of the against this thing was I don't know if I've ever faced anything like it. They couldn't stop it, but they made our trip as miserable as they possibly could. Every obstacle. See, it's unbelievable. Come on in, Dale. Anybody else?
Real quick, Lord, let me just tie that for you, Coach. It got exposed because a lot of people like, well, I'm a nobody. You know, Coach is this person. Randy's, I'm a nobody. Who did it get exposed by up there just now? Who was that freelance reporter up there? Was he with CNN? Was he with Fox News? A nobody exposed. His video has over 100 million hits already, Coach. A nobody, folks, just like us.
Wow. I don't suppose CNN or MSNBC, I don't suppose they could have found out any of that stuff that he found out. Not friends. I don't know. Maybe you can look for that, Spencer. I don't know how many of you guys saw this. Just a guy like Dale just said. He went to all these, they had these, what do they call those fronts? They called them child care centers or education centers. Hundreds and hundreds of them. Billions of dollars funneled into these places where there weren't any children. And this guy just grabbed a video camera and he went and knocked on the doors. Said, this is a child care center. Where are the children? Where are they? Where, Nick Shirley, just a guy. Where are they? Where are they? And no children at any of these places he went. By the way, many of them controlled by the Somalians with the approval of the governor, although he's trying to say he didn't approve it, right? Nothing hidden that will not be. Hey, friends, the biggest mistake the Democrats, well, one of them they ever made, was selecting that guy as vice president. Because when they selected him as vice president, all of us began to look at Minnesota and what's going on in Minnesota. You with me? You with me? And so, wow, and now the pillow man's going to be governor of Minnesota. This is beyond what I'm telling you. I so much more believe in the spiritual war and the supernatural. Can I tell you why? Because I saw how easy and simple it was. Whole world groaning, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Just waiting for God's people to show up and be the messengers and be God's people. That's all it's waiting on. And look at the churches. Look at what's going on in the churches. They got no idea. They got no clue. They accept the wickedness. They're happy with it. Give us more money. Build bigger buildings. Friends, our financial system is about to go kaput. I hope you understand that. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to be Bitcoin. I don't know if it's Jazeera. I don't know what it is. But the dollar is, dollar's done. The dollar's done. Now, they're going to mess around a little bit with silver and gold, and they're going to do everything they can to try to rescue that, because if they let silver and gold go to their actual heights, the banks all go under. So that's what we're looking at. But that has to happen in order for righteousness to be exalted. Betty, come on in, and Johnny.
Well, I just want to thank Jesus and thank you all for what you did. I wish I could have went, but I couldn't. Yeah. And I just want to make it quick about they're exposing the healthcare up in Minneapolis, too, and probably other places. But they're having clinics with no patients.
And Betty, what we're finding out then is that this money's being funneled back into the legislators, to their donations, into their, you know what's going on, folks. This whole thing has now been revealed to us. Johnny, come on, and then Gregory.
Good morning. I just wanted to say how blessed I am to be in the show this morning to hear this liberty and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because you guys, you're so giddy because you're free. You're free in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
God's blessing is pounding the enemy into the ground. And can you imagine what the enemy looks like right now? He's just like, he can't take it.
No,
I can't take the freedom of our Lord and Savior, and you guys are the hands and feet. You guys,
we're such a good feeling in this. That's right.
You guys are such a. Oh, it's great to hear that. I'm so glad.
I mean, we see it, friends. Think about the corruption that was exposed in Minneapolis. We'd have never known all that had Dana Blong not invited me up. I'm not bragging. I was obedient to go. And what we did, we started at the, nobody really knows what the mouth of the Mississippi is. Nobody didn't like us to use that term. Is the mouth at the top? Is the mouth at the bottom? What about all the tributaries? Whatever, we went up to the headwaters. Maybe we can say that. The headwaters of the Mississippi River. And we staked that thing. We stoned that thing. We put salt in the water up in there. We drove down to St. Louis and dumped a bunch of salt right into the Mississippi River. I'm telling you, man. Greg Yates, come on in.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Glad you're back and you made it home safely. My story real quick. Last 18 years since retiring from the Navy, I've been an adult ed teacher for workforce and technology in Lewiston, Maine, and Portland. Lewiston had the Somalis. Portland had the Sudanese. And on July 1st, I got forced to retire because of Governor Mills pushing back against Trump and the boys getting trophies in high school for sports. My contract for teaching workforce technology got cut because a teenage boy wanted a trophy in a sport against girls. So I was a bit miffed. So for the past 6 months, Beth would tell you, I've been a bit of a moody bastard to live with, trying to determine how at 70 I'm going to retire when I didn't expect to retire until 70 or 75. But the Lord showed me his way. The Lord showed me that I got out just in time because it's a holy mess in Lewiston right now. Amen. All of things, and yesterday, and Beth put the chat, the link in the chat, one of the homeless or the low-income housings, 77 Rideout Avenue in Lewiston, is a whole bunch of daycare centers. No, that's the address I taught at for low-income people. It was an apartment building's office, and that's the address for all of these daycare centers.
Are you kidding me?
It's rampant, and I go to the adult ed center or adult ed webpage now. There's no workforce training happening at all. It's crocheting and Roomba dancing and stretching and English, but
Greg, you don't suppose
no construction, no technology, no adult workforce training happening.
Just a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Hey, Greg, you don't suppose the elected officials are aware of that, do you, Greg? I mean, they probably would. See, then if they're not, they're negligent, right, Greg? If they don't know that money's being wasted, they're negligent.
I can't believe. Now, while I was there, I knew government contracts paid our workforce amounts, but we were all about trying to get the asylum seekers into the workforce, earning their own paycheck and getting off the dole. So we felt we were doing something good.
Sure, sure. Folks, what's about to be revealed is beyond whatever. Greg, I appreciate you, man. Look, dude, life's just beginning. You're not shackled to that job anymore, brother. You don't even know. You don't need you. God, the Lord will fill your hands with all kinds of stuff. God bless you, buddy. God bless you. Eileen.
Good morning, Coach. Just a couple things. Number one, I read the story again about that Minnesota representative that was gunned down after she voted for no more assistance, financial assistance for illegals. And when the suspect was arrested and started talking, he said that Waltz made me do it. The governor.
Waltz made him do it.
Yes. He was affiliated with Waltz. He was in his office. Speaking of his office, when somebody called the daycare center, it was Governor Waltz's office that answered the phone.
Phone rang in his office. I saw that.
Okay. And number three, it's also being, the corruption is being uncovered right there in Ohio.
Yes.
And they said it's everywhere.
Ohio's the second largest. Remember when we talked about, come on now, stay with me. Remember when we went back to the Haitians in Springfield? Remember all that kind of stuff? Folks, this is all being corrupted. All of it being exposed. All that. By the way, silver's back up. It's up $5. It's up to $75. They can't, 77, Dale just said, they can't keep it clamped down.
And Dale, I just want to say, thank you. You just confirmed that I'm not flying. We're driving to Florida. No, I cannot get in a plane, a tube with those crazy people.
I'm telling you, Eileen, I told my wife, beat me with a stick if I ever tell you I'm going to fly again. Beat me with a stick. Why would I want to do that? I can get in the car, be a little bit longer, but I'm in control of my destiny. Now, after I say that, because I got to go this weekend, I got to go down for the Hula Bowl part of that, but I ain't flying anymore. I'm not going to do it. Dale, thanks, Eileen.
Yeah, that's funny, Coach. You ain't going to fly anymore. You ain't going to fly any less either, right? So, Coach, let's connect the dots real quick, all right? So Nick also interviewed the neighbor to that daycare center, and he said in 7 years he has never seen any kid walking in the place. Yet Tim Waltz is coming out saying, oh, we've been doing investigations for years. The doggone sign on the building was Learning Center, not even Learning Center.
Yeah, left
okay,
the end
you
off.
Ready?
Right. That's right.
You ready for the big kahuna right here, Coach?
Yep.
Why did Camel Face Harris not select Shapiro, whatever his name is, from Pennsylvania, the governor, Josh Shapiro?
Yeah.
This guy was a Jewish. This is the guy that was going to carry the state of Pennsylvania for him. Why did they take this guy from Minnesota? Because this money was being funneled through Tim back into the Democratic coffer by the billions, Coach. He had the money, and that's why she selected this tampon Tim. Now, you ready? We are now calling it the River of the Holy Spirit. And who's going to run for governor in that state of all people? The pillow guy, hello, Mike Lindell, who is a solid Christian. So if the water's running now down south, you've got the godly man, right? Spiritually speaking, up in Minnesota where the waters now begin to run fresh down through the rest of, let's watch the dominoes fall.
Amen. The whole creation groaneth waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. And Dale, I just want to say publicly, your hospitality is unbelievable. You fed us, you took care of us. And Dale, hey friends, listen, Dale and his church, Spring for hotel rooms. I don't want them to have to, I don't want them to have to do that. They may say, we want to. We shouldn't have to have him pay for this. That's why some of you just throw some bucks in there. It takes some money. We got people came all across America to be there. Flights, all that stuff. And you can be part of it. We need your help here. Spencer, I just sent you real quick a new email because I want people to be able, again, thanks, Dale, for what you did, man. Put your money where your mouth is. I sent you, there it is, friends. Look, this is where we were. Go back to the green spot. That's where we were. Venice, pilot town. Look how far down we are from New Orleans into the Gulf of America. Do you understand how deeply we plunge the sword into the darkness? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Coach, look what Venice means. It means to strive for. Coach, do you think there's not a battle for control of this country by evil? Yeah. And dark? I'm telling you, we're so on it. And Freemason Island, see that up there, Coach?
I didn't see that. Circle. Freemason, yeah. Circle up
Freemason
there.
Island. This is all a Freemason habitat. I'm telling you, folks, they were huge when this started. When the French came in, Coach, and started settling, and they took Louisiana. And then Spain, they both had it for different times. But the French, they were so enlightened with the Illuminati and the Masonic stuff that all of them were part of this stuff. And it was just secret. It was all secret societies that founded all this, Coach.
So, Randy, when we went to St. Louis, we went to the Gateway Arch. Why? Because it was the gateway to the West. Spencer, I don't know if you can do it. I thought I sent you one, but I don't know where it was. A picture of St. Louis, the Mississippi River. Maybe, folks, I-70, route I-70. If you were to, Spencer, see if you can do that real quickly. I-70, Interstate 70, U.S. Interstate 70. I want you to see this. I want you to see this. Across from, yeah, there it is. Okay, Spencer's doing good. It starts in Maryland, by the way. Go out to Maryland. Spencer doesn't know that geography very well, right? Starts in Maryland, I-70, boom, D.C., heart of it all. Across America, go across America, up through a little bit farther. There it is, 70, right under Pittsburgh, 70. Go on, 70, 70. Going to go by my house. Right, wave, there you're my house, wave. Okay, keep on going through Columbus, 70. 70, keep going through the 70, all through Indianapolis, yada, yada, yada. Anybody know where 70 is going to end up? Anybody got any idea where it's? They called it the Oregon Trail. Did you know that? Did you know that the old US 40, which I-70 replaced, is the Oregon Trail? Keep going, 70's going north. Oh, yeah, we're going to go a little bit north, and we're going to end up in the Oregon Trail. See, he's just in Kansas. Can you get clear to the end of it? That's why we got to go to Oregon. We got to go to Oregon. It's the crossroads. We went and we closed the portal at the Mississippi River where the Gateway Arch is. Mississippi River runs up. The Oregon Trail runs through. Is anybody getting that picture other than me out there? Is anybody understanding what's going on? This is the crossroads of America. I-70 takes you to the ocean, from sea to shining sea, right through Mississippi. I'm sorry, St. Louis, the Mississippi River. We're on to something here. Spencer, good job pulling that up there. Huh? You see the vision? Do you see the crossroads? You see the Mississippi River coming down? And I-70 on across? And the gateway to the West. Why would they use gateway? Gateway to the West was St. Louis.
Coach, did we wake up and realize the Giants still had a lot of strongholds in our country and just, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. Because why? Well, churches are ignorant of this stuff. I was having a conversation yesterday, doesn't matter with who it was, and Christians, good Christians, deep Christians, had never heard of the Nephilim. They said, what? What? So yeah, the Nephilim, the Genesis 6 Giants. Folks, have they ever spoken about that in your church? The Genesis 6 Giants? They're coming back? So I got a lot of people to thank. Dale, Chad, Randy, people who sacrificed a lot. Friends, please help me make them healthy financially for the price that they paid. Randy Lunsford paid. Booked a flight for Christopher to fly in and fly home. That shouldn't come out of Randy's pocket. What a time to be alive. What a team we have here. We are just getting started. See you tomorrow. I'll be here, promise.